Port Ann and Meyer now, honey producers. Good news for them, they say their yields are looking up.
Morena, Philippa. That's right, Apiculture New Zealand, while final figures for the 2020 season aren't in just yet, it's forecasting the total honey crop could be up as much as 10% on last season's record harvest. Now, Sean Goodwin is the industry group's deputy chair, and he says the indications are that the season has been a strong one.
In particular around monofloral Manuka, it looks like it has been a very good harvest. Across the country, volumes are up on what we've seen in prior years, and quality is also at a very good level. So that bodes well, particularly given recent occurrences around COVID-19 and the increase in demand that we're seeing from international consumers for natural food products, products that help to build immunity, are seeking out Manuka honey. And the fact that we've had a very good crop is great for local beekeepers.
But Sean Goodwin says there is a slightly different story for non-Manuka honey.
Volumes were very strong last year, perhaps less so this year. What's a positive in terms of beekeeping from that point of view is our honey appears to be more competitive on the international stage, where it hasn't been over recent years, in part due to pricing. Again, though, I think New Zealand is a country that consumers are seeking out for natural food products. So it's looking like a good season all around.
Now, meanwhile, the Ministry for Primary Industries has just released official statistics for the 2018-2019 season, and that shows the number of listed hives increased 4%. That's to a total of 918,000. And just to give you a bit of an idea about how much growth this industry has experienced over the last few years, that's up from 452,000 in 2013. Meanwhile, the number of registered beekeeping businesses rose 8%.
Well, look, how is COVID-19 affecting the demand for honey?
Yeah, well, as you heard Sean Goodwin say there, it doesn't look too bad at the moment, and Brief of Primary Industries has also said that it thinks Manuka honey might fare better than some other product. That's because it's perceived to be a healthy export product. And in April, total honey exports from New Zealand were actually higher than any previous month on record. But the industry has said that it is likely to be some time before it knows just how much of that demand will be retained long term.
Now, this problem with farmland being lost to forestry, the National Party thinks the Agriculture Minister is moving too slowly to stem it.
Yeah, the Minister, Damien O'Connor, told Parliament's Primary Production Select Committee last week that the policy on conversion of farmland into forestry might have to be reviewed if it reaches 40,000 hectares a year. Now, as I say, these conversions have been repeatedly attacked for undermining the economy of rural areas and turning productive farmland into green deserts, though the forestry industry does deny this. Mr. O'Connor has said that it's not his job to tell farmers what to do with their property, though he says he would act if too much farmland is converted. But National's agricultural spokesperson David Bennett says the 40,000 threshold is just far too high.
Well, I think if it gets to that stage, the governor will miss the boat, because that's just far too much for farming communities. Fed farmers have got the numbers of 70,000 hectares since 2019. So he's certainly in a dream world as to the number of trees going in. And, 40,000 hectares a year before he even thinks of acting would certainly cause a lot of damage to our rural communities.
That's the National Party's David Bennett. And that wraps up the rural news for this morning.
Thanks, Maya. That's Maya Barry in Christchurch.